Hi, Judy. Please hold a minute, okay? Just 1 minute.
Okay.
No, I gotta wait.
Okay, hi Judy.
Yeah.
How are you? Okay, you saw the text that I sent you?
No, I was on the phone with Direct Express. This said it'll take 7 to 10 days to receive that, 3 month statement. They can't email it to me, so I have to wait for it to come through the mail.
Oh, they can't email it as well? Or what about fax?
Nope. Who are they going to fax it to?
They can fax it to our company so we could send it in. Unless, okay, we can wait a couple of days.
Well, he said 7 to 10, so. If you want to give me a fax number, I can call back and see if that's possible, but I really don't think
let
so.
Me,
I'll
give you the fax number. I'll give you the fax number to see. Maybe then we could get it faster. Okay?
Okay.
Can I tell it over to you now?
Oh, you're going to send it to me. Okay, that'll be fine.
Oh, is it okay if I tell it to you?
I was getting ready to write it down. Okay, you can give it to me.
It's 267-551-7401.
Okay, that's for you, right? For Abigail?
Yeah. Family First Care. They could send it to us.
Okay.
And then I wanted to let you know, if you would like, instead of having to bring it down, you can also upload all the information in the Independent Enrollment Brokers website, which is the PAID website. Are you familiar with that website?
No, I'm not. Nope. I mean, honestly, I didn't really gather or grasp what you were just telling me. What did you just say, Abigail? I just turned 77 yesterday, girl. I don't know what they expect from me. I really don't. Just to get a little help. You know what I mean? This is too much.
Is there anyone on your end that can help you with this?
No, I'm by myself. I don't have anyone. That's why I'm trying to get help. I don't have anyone.
Okay, just a second.
This is too much, girl.
Judy, maybe your caregiver, I see Christopher as your assigned caregiver. Would he be able to help you?
No. And the lady that was here today, she suggested because that's my son. And how reliable he would be, I'm not sure. So she said it would be better if I just start off with somebody from the agency.
Okay. Okay, I just sent you the website that you can submit everything into.
The director says, what is all of this? Let me see. Oof. I'm trying to do this. I'm trying my best.
I know, it's a lot. It's a lot. It's frustrating on our end. Also, I want to let you know, the county, they ask up, like, for a lot to get the approval. So it's annoying for both patients and the agencies.
Okay, well, the only thing that I'm really concerned about right now is the 7 to 10 days to get these statements. And you said you make it sound like they want everything like yesterday. You know what I mean? Because this process is really fast.
7 to 10 days is fine. They don't, as soon as you can have the information sent in is the best, but we do sometimes have to wait to get all the documents. If you'd like, you can call them up and give them our fax number, and they could send it to us as well. Maybe we'll get it sooner like that. But if they don't do fax, that's fine. Then we can wait 7 to 10 days.
All right, so I'm going to definitely call back and see if they can fax that. And like, if they can, you'll see it because they'll fax it. So we'll call back and see what they say.
Okay. Okay, you can text me with any questions or call me back again.
Okay.
If you need help with collecting anything. And if... Well, like I said, if somebody can help you on your end, I'm sure that would be easier, but it's not so much to collect. The Direct Express, they're going to send you either within 7 to 10 days or through fax. Then you need to just contact your life insurance company and the vehicle registration you have.
I think I have it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm almost certain I do. Yeah, can't remember.
Okay.
The car is just sitting there right now. I can't even use it. But, yeah, I believe I have the restoration. I don't even know why I mentioned the car, like I said. I can't even use it. You know what I mean? But I have it.
You think the car is over $8,000?
Heck no. That's a 2006 car. 2006, and it's got 20-something thousand miles on it, so that car is on its last leg.
Okay, let me find out if you're going to need the registration. Sorry.
Yeah.
Just a second.
All right.
Okay, yeah. Hi, Judy. You are going to need the registration. But like I said, it's just a picture of it. And like, if you can look for it, if you have it, then that's great. If you don't have it, then we're going to have to find a way how to get it for you. But you want to go look for it?
Look for it when? I'm not doing it now, no. Not right this moment. I'm not ready to do that right this moment.
Okay. So whenever you're able to. And then I can send that in if you'd like. But, okay. So now I send you everything that needs to be collected. And like I said, if you'd like, instead of bringing it in, you can log into that website to send it in, along with sending the emails. Either way, you'll have to send it by email so that we're sure that they receive it. And once this is in, you're going to be able to, hopefully within a couple of days, we'll get the waiver of approval. You don't need, Judy, don't stress out about it. It could take a couple of days to collect some of these documents. But the sooner we get it, the sooner you can get your services started. Okay?
Okay, I understand. Yes, ma'am. I understand. Thank you.
Okay.
I appreciate
it. Sure.
You.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. Take care. Okay?
Be in
touch. Bye-bye.